Hi, my name is Paz. This is the aftercare for the overworked audio. I've never done an aftercare before, but I listened to an audio from Everdistant-Utopia, where he did an aftercare, and I just thought it was so, like, personal and enjoyable, and something that I didn't realize I had been missing when I listened to audios. And it was a really nice, you know, come down from more intense audios, or, you know, just listening to that, like, wholesome talking afterwards. And I kind of wanted to give it a shot, and you guys can let me know if you like the aftercare or not. I'll do more of them if you do, but specifically, I kind of wanted to talk about it because my audio hedges into Dubcon. I guess I'll make this brief. At the beginning of the audio, my character gets mad and just kind of just starts doing sexual things to her partner, and it's dubious consent because, you know, talking about, like, stopping, not stopping, that kind of thing. And something I really liked in Everdistant's aftercare was he talked a lot about, you know, not feeling shamed for wanting to explore Dubcon or other kinks, and I think that Gun Wild Audio, well, I guess I should really just say, I think that ASMR audio, because it's really personal and you can really easily interact with the artists on here, just creates this nice safe space for exploring kinks, especially because there's such a range of types of audios, you know, like some very niche stuff and, you know, some very vanilla. You get a little bit of everything, and that's probably part of what drew me to doing audios in the first place, is that it's, in my experience, I'd never really been a judgment zone. It was always like a judgment-free zone, and people were really encouraging, and just, I really wanted to curate a safe space to explore the things that you like, or other people like or don't like, and figure out those things about you. I guess I'll talk a little bit about making this audio. It was really fun. I did a tsundere audio a little while ago. 2 months ago. I had to check. 2 months ago, where it was just like the typical jealous tsundere girlfriend. Like, you come home from work and a girl was hitting on you, and me, Paz, my character, is just like, well, who the fuck is she? You know? And, well, not only did that one do well, but I really enjoyed the challenge of, like, acting like that really, I guess, like, nasty girl, if I could say that, like, you know, being a little controlling and dominant. It's really fun, and I don't know, I just, something I said in that audio, like, I went, do you understand? And I love doing that. I love doing that. I did it a couple of times in this audio, in the overworked audio, just because I feel like it's the right mix of, like, making you say, like, yeah, I understand, yes, ma'am, or, like, whatever you want to call me, and, like, the right mix of, like, well, were you too stupid to understand what I was saying, you know? So I really enjoy that, and just, like, even, you know, as a content creator, also being able to explore, like, what types of things I like in my audios, and it's really nice. Part of this prompt came from, I was scrolling through ASMR Script Haven, which has a lot of gems in there if you guys are interested in doing audios, or if you do audios, and I found this comfort, safe for work audio. And you guys can find it if you want. It's titled Muscular Girlfriend Forces You to Take a Break. I'm pretty sure it's safe for work. Yeah, it's safe for work. But I liked that, like, idea of your girlfriend coming home and you're just, like, overworked and she's mad about it. And in this one, it was really wholesome, the script, that she, like, picks you up and puts you in the bed and cuddles you. And I thought that that idea was adorable, so I wanted to do that, but not safe for work, and a little bit more on the edge. But yeah, that's where that came from. I hope this was a good, you know, relaxation for you guys, a good come down from that audio. Totally let me know if you like the aftercare. I would love to make more if you enjoyed it. If you don't, you know, just tell me. But yeah. Oh, I almost forgot. I never asked in the audio if you had any tea or coffee. Well, I guess you can go get that now. Bye, guys.